Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So yesterday we read the chapter, what is it, 6, 11, 27. There wasn't a purport, but we can read a verse that is related to that verse and also to continue our discussion from yesterday regarding pure devotees' desire to always want to associate with the Vaishnavas, the Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, and that this is always the prayer of the devotees. The verse that we referred to yesterday was 6:11:27, and it is Mamottama Shloka Janeshu Sakyam Samsara Chakre Brahmata Svakarmabhi Tan Mayaya Mat Maja Dhara Geshu Asakta Chitasya Nanata Bhuyat. A translation by Srila Prabhupada. These are the prayers of Ritasura as a pure devotee praying to the Lord. Oh my Lord, my Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. And therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children, and home is continuing by the spell of your external energy, Maya. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness, and everything I have be attached only to you. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Gaura Govinda Swaminiti Namane. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nevishesha Shunyavadi Paschita Deshatarne. So, we were discussing that many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Lord is pleased with His devotees, then He wants to come and offer them some benediction. In a sense, He's saying, you please, whatever, you've pleased me so much, you just, whatever you ask from me, then I'll just bestow that upon you. And Srila Prabhupada explains that how Ritasura is a pure devotee and he's not interested in anything material. And only he's asking for pure unalloyed devotional service and asking always for the association of pure like-minded Vaishnavas. Indra is also a devotee, but he has a materialistic desire. And of course the Lord, he can bestow. It's considered that if we have materialistic desire and we're asking the Lord, that He's not so pleased with that, and therefore He fulfills it, but it's called the vanchana, which means you got cheated. We could have got the highest thing, Krishna Prem, but instead, because of some contamination or material desire, then He just fulfilled that thing. And of course Krishna says, and it's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if Krishna, if someone sincerely wants to be my devotee, Krishna says, why will I give him materialism or materialistic things whereby they'll become so contaminated that they'll forget about me, they'll forget about my devotion, devotional service. So it's said that Krishna says, I'll fulfill your material desire, but I'll do it in such a way that you'll never ask for it again. That is Krishna's mercy. So temporarily he may fulfill the material desire, but this is a type of cheating. But Vritrasura, he was not a cheater, and therefore he was asking for pure devotion, pure devotional service. And he, as well as many pure Vaishnavas, when asked for, what do you want for benediction, they're asking that, please, no matter where I am, no matter which body I might be in, please just always give me the association of pure Vaishnavas. Here in this verse, he says, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. And previously, a couple of verses earlier, he had said, I do not desire to enjoy Dhruvaloka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all of the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be the master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. So most people, they're running after dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Very rarely will one run after the parama purushatta, or the supreme goal, which is Krishna prem. He also said, my dear Lord, when will I be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, want to become the servant of the servant, so that my mind may always be able to think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engaged in the loving service of your Lordship. So such pure devotees, they're always seeking the association of like-minded, pure-hearted devotees, Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport to the song Bhaja Hure Mana, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that this is very instructing, that he is training his mind, that you engage your mind in worship of Lord Krishna. He's trying to train his mind. You just engage in the service of Lord Krishna. Don't be Maya Das, become Krishna Das. Dolaba Manava Janma Satsange. And Srila Prabhupada says, this training of the mind to always think about Krishna is possible only in good association. Satsanga. Satsanga means persons who are simply 100% engaged in the service of the Lord. They are called sat. Satam prasangat. And without the association of such devotees, such pure devotees, it is impossible to train the mind. So as we're advancing in our spiritual life and we're understanding intellectually, philosophically, yes, I should engage my mind and my senses in always thinking about Krishna and serving Krishna. But by ourselves, how is it possible? Srila Prabhupada says the only way to train your mind to be able to always think about Krishna, that is only possible if we associate with pure devotees, Shuddha Bhaktas, Premi Bhaktas. And Prabhupada says, without the association of such devotees, it is impossible to train the mind. So if we realize by ourselves that we cannot purify, we cannot fix the mind, then we'll always desire to also have the association of pure devotees, Premi Bhaktas, Shuddha Bhaktas. Srila Prabhupada says, it is not possible to train your mind by so-called yoga system or by meditation. One has to associate with pure devotees. Otherwise, it is not at all possible. Therefore, we have formed this Krishna conscious society that one may take advantage of this association, satsanga. And this association is very, very important. So those who really want to advance in spiritual life and want to purify and train the mind, nicely in Krishna consciousness, then the only desire is to have association of pure devotees or Vaishnavas. We say in the songs to the spiritual master that, what is it, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kurya Akya. My only desire is how can I purify my consciousness? How? By associating. Prabhupada says associating means hearing from the lotus mouth of bona fide spiritual master. This is the only way to purify and to control the mind and the senses. And therefore, one who wants to purify the heart and consciousness, their only desire will be, let me have proper association from pure devotees, Vaishnavas, and let me nicely hear from them. Prabhupada calls that both must be qualified. The speaker must be qualified, authorized, empowered, and the hearer must also be qualified. And the hearer, Prabhupada says, he must be perfectly anxious to want to hear Krishna, want to hear Krishna's instruction, and to hear that requires that we have submissive oral reception. Prabhupada says, if you want to challenge God and know Him at the same time, it will not work for you. If we want to challenge Vaishnavas or challenge Guru, we cannot at the same time do this submissive oral reception, which is required in order to receive that message of that Hare Kata, Krishna Kata. Srila Prabhupada explains further that those who are conducting different centers or temples in ISKCON, they should be very responsible men, because everything will depend on their sincere activities and their character. If they are insincere, then that will not be effective. One may come and associate with us, but if we are insincere, then it will not be effective. In other words, Krishna, Prabhupada, Parampara will not manifest. We cannot even purify our own heart and consciousness, what to speak of trying to help other people to purify their heart and their consciousness. And so therefore sometimes it's called like a blank fire. If Krishna is not there, then it's like you're firing blanks out of a gun, but there's no bullet. So you fire that gun, boom, big noise, big fire, big movement, everything big, 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 but no bullet. So the bullet, that means Krishna. If we are not sincere, we're not serious, we're not depending on Guru and Krishna, then how Krishna will manifest? Why will Krishna manifest in our words? So we may technically speak the right words, but without Krishna, it will not really have any effect. There will be no potency in the words. Therefore, Prabhupada is encouraging us that in order to spread Krishna consciousness, we must be very sincere in our devotional activities, and our character must be very pure. Prabhupada says, purity is the force. So without the purity, without the spotless character, without being pure in our activities, then we cannot properly speak the Hare Kata, Krishna Kata. And if we do speak, Prabhupada says, there'll be no real effect. It'll be like a blank fire. Prabhupada says, if the devotees are sincere, anyone who will come in contact with such pure devotee, then he'll change. And that is the secret. Satsanga chari asatyera vilas. As soon as we give up the association of these devotees, a Vaishnav, satsanga, immediately maya will catch you. We're only being protected because we're trying to surrender to Guru and Krishna and to the Vaishnavas. By that surrender, Krishna is suspending the work of maya. But if we'll not surrender to Guru and Krishna, not surrender and render service to Krishna and Vaishnavas, then maya, Prabhupada says, will immediately catch you. Immediately catch you. Immediately maya is just by your side. As soon as we give up the company, the satsanga, then maya says, yes, now you come into my company. So Krishna, he has family, Krishna samsa, and that is guru samsa. So Guru and Krishna, they have a family. If we'll not heartily enter into and serve in that family, then automatically the default is that you'll continue to serve, or you'll just go and serve in the Maya's family. So instead of being Krishna Das, then we just remain as a Maya Das. So Prabhupada says, without any company, nobody can remain neutral. That is not possible. We must associate with Maya or Krishna. We're either Maya Das or Krishna Das. We're either serving in Maya's family or we're serving in Krishna's family. But Prabhupada says you cannot give up the company because we're created to be social beings. But we have a choice, we have independence, but it's called the minute independence. And the extent of our independence, we think we have so much independence, but really it's very minute independence, and that independence is we can make one decision. I'll either be Maya Das or I'll be Krishna Das. As soon as we make that decision, if you say, okay, I want to be Maya Das, then immediately Maya catches you and she controls your mind and your senses and all of your activities, forces you. Prabhupada says, like a chain, and you're dragged, you're forced to act under Maya. If you're sick of the heavy kicks and the heavy lashes of Maya, you're not happy with your result, then you'll say, okay, this is not very nice. This is very painful. This is very disturbing. So let me become Krishna Das. And then as soon as we properly use our minute independence, then we surrender to Krishna, Krishna's devotees, bona fide spiritual master, then immediately you get caught up in the spiritual energy, in Krishna's direct service, in Krishna's family. So that is the choice that we can make. After that choice, there is no longer any independence. Isn't it? But we think we have so much independence. We can make so many choices. But Prabhupada says, he must associate with Maya or Krishna. So everyone, Prabhupada says, should be very much serious to keep association with devotees and with Krishna. We should be very serious. Let me be in Krishna's family, Guru Samsa, Krishna Samsa. And if not, then we're forced by our nature to be in the family of Maya. So all the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, they understand all strength, all intelligence, all purification, everything, all knowledge, all advancement, everything comes by association with pure devotees of Krishna, Shuddha Bhaktas, Premi Bhaktas. Prabhupada says association means to hear. We say, oh yes, I'm associating, I'm hanging out, I'm hanging around with the devotees. But real association, Prabhupada says, means to hear from sadhu, guru, Vaishnavas. That is the real association. And that takes place through a sound. So that Vaishnava, those Vaishnavas who have pure, unalloyed devotion and unflinching faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, if we can submissively hear from them, associate with them, then by their mercy, they can transfer their faith and their realization from their heart into your heart, through the ear hole. It can be placed into your heart. Injected, Prabhupada says, injected. Srila Prabhupada says, the favor of the spiritual master is not received through any other part of the body except the ear. So we're thinking, what are all the benefits and what are all the favors and what are all the wonderful things that I can get from the spiritual master? But really, getting the right of hearing Krishna through the ear, to the heart, to receive that faith, that is the real favor, the real blessing of Krishna and the blessing of bona fide spiritual master. If we're not getting that, then what blessing and what mercy do we think we're actually getting from our spiritual master? Then in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, chapter 29, text 39 and 40, there's a nice verse spoken by Narada Muni to King Prachini Bahishat. And Narada Muni, who is a Vaishnav Acharya in the Parampara, Krishna Parampara, very, very great devotee, pure devotee of the Lord. He says, my dear King, in that place where pure devotees live, following the rules and the regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible where great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So the great devotees of the Lord are always hearing and chanting about the Lord. If we can associate with them, just like Narad Muni in previous life, he was the son of a maidservant. He was only a 5-year-old boy. He was not formally educated, neither was he spiritually educated, but somehow he had the great fortune to associate with Mahabhagavatas, Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas. And because he was very humble, he was very meek in his nature, very simple-hearted boy, and he was nicely serving such exalted Vaishnavas, then they became very sympathetic, very compassionate towards him, and allowed Narad to hear that Harikatha, Krishna Katha, in the Kirtan, in the association of such advanced Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavatas, Premi Bhaktas. And he was also taking Mahaprasad, Mahamaha, Supamaha, from the remnants of such Vaishnavas. And he said in his own voice that this is how I was able to advance in my spiritual life. The next life he became the very famous Narada Muni, simply by hearing and serving. That is the first service, Shravanam, is to hear from Guru and Krishna, and by taking remnants of that Mahaprasad. And Prabhupada says, this is secret of success in spiritual life. So to cultivate genuine Krishna consciousness, it's only possible in the association of such great devotees. That's why Vaishnavas, they understand that, and they're always hankering and praying to the Lord, please, always give me the association of pure Vaishnavas, who are always hearing and chanting about Krishna, so that I can have the fortune to sit in their company and hear those same discourses, which are very potent, powerful sound vibration, which will purify the heart and the consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says, in a place like Vrindavan, there are many devotees, pure devotees, who are constantly engaged in hearing and chanting about Krishna. If one gets a chance, if one is fortunate, gets a chance to hear from such pure devotees in such a holy place, allowing the constant flow of the river of nectar, this is food for the soul, which comes out of the heart and the mouths of those pure devotees, if we can submissively hear that sound vibration, Prabhupada says, then the cultivation of your Krishna consciousness will become very easy. So if it becomes very easy in that association, if we're serious about our spiritual life, then the only desire is how can I get the association and how can I properly hear from such Vaishnavas to allow the Hari Katha Krishna Nam to enter into the ear and have that faith of that great Vaishnava be transferred into the consciousness, into the heart of any living entity. This is the means how to develop faith. Many times devotees, we say, you know, I'm just trying to develop my faith. And we're using our materialistic mind, our intellects, our logic, our scholarship. We're working so hard, doing all rules, regulations, sadhana. That's all right. But the real secret to develop faith is that one must be very simple-hearted, very pure-hearted, and very eager to want to hear about Krishna. And if we can hear from right source, through submissive all reception, then that katha, which is non-different from Krishna, can enter into the ear hole and go to the heart. And then Krishna is Paramatma Chetaguru within the heart. He cleanses. Shunvatam swa katha Krishna punya shravana kirtana. That verse explains, Prabhupada says that by nicely hearing in the association of pure Vaishnavas, then that Paramatma Supersoul within the heart of the living entity, he cleanses the desires for material sense gratification. All the sinful desires will become cleansed inside and outside. Therefore, we pray to the spiritual master, my only desire, Gurudev, is to purify my heart and consciousness, which has become so filthy because of our contact with asat, our contact with materialism, has contaminated and polluted our consciousness. So one who is wise, one who is intelligent can understand, yes, my heart, my consciousness, my mind is completely filthy. It needs to be cleaned up, it needs to be purified, needs to be controlled and disciplined. Therefore, my only desire is, please let me have the association of such pure Vaishnavas who nicely speak Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, and chant holy name in such a way that I can cleanse and purify my consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to New York City, he came to that Tompkins Square Park to do Harinam. And when he sat there, if you ever went to that place, it's the most degraded place. Even today, you go there, it's all junkies and drug addicts and people just lying on the benches doing all type of nonsense. So Srila Prabhupada, elderly gentleman, Vaishnava from Vrindavan, he's coming into such a place, it's like a hell. And Srila Prabhupada is just chanting the pure holy name. Srila Prabhupada has such faith in the holy name. And that Krishna, Krishna's parampara, his spiritual master, would empower his words. That vibration would penetrate, would have the potency to penetrate all material contamination, all coverings of the soul, and be able to be injected into the soul to nourish and to wake up that soul to realize that we shouldn't be Maya Das anymore, we should be Krishna Das. So we must hear from such pure Vaishnavas that Krishna, Guru means heavy, means that Krishna is investing his potency, his strength in those words. So we must always seek such association of elevated Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, who are genuinely serving Krishna, trying to please Krishna, and by Krishna's mercy and Krishna's devotee's mercy, we can purify our heart and consciousness. Once the heart and consciousness is purified by their mercy, then we can do kirtanam, shravanam kirtanam, the Vishnu smaranam, then we can remember Krishna. Without shravanam, Prabhupada says, without proper shravanam, you cannot do the other processes of bhakti. So shravanam, Prabhupada says, is the first and most important aspect of devotional life. Prabhupada says, factually, the path of bhakti yoga is a path of hearing. And that hearing process is eternal process. Krishna says, if touch chinu to Arjuna, hear from me. If you can hear me, then you can cross over all of the obstacles of conditional life by my grace, by my mercy. But if you cannot hear me because of too much false ego, too much material contaminated consciousness, then you're lost. You'll just be lost. So therefore, devotee every day is thinking how to purify the heart and consciousness through, especially, Prabhupada says, hearing and chanting, shravanam kirtanam. And Prabhupada says, without proper shravanam, without purified consciousness, how can you properly do kirtanam? How can you properly do any of the other ninefold processes of bhakti? Therefore, Prabhupada emphasizing this hearing from sadhu guru Vaishnavas. And all Vaishnavas, they know this thing. This is the easiest, quickest, most effective way to advance in our spiritual life. And it's true even materially. If you want to get ahead in the material life, you find someone who's successful materially. And they write all the books. Isn't it the 12 secrets of how to be successful, how to be a rich man, how to get ahead in the material world? And then we're doing submissive aura reception to the billionaires, to the millionaires, because we think we may pick up some tips, some idea, how did he become successful? But devotee, he wants to become successful in the spiritual life. So the dynamic is exactly the same. Then we find the most advanced Vaishnavas that we can possibly find by the mercy of Krishna, mercy of those sadhus. And we try to hear from them, how did you become so successful in your spiritual life? And if we are submissive and humble and very inquisitive and very eager to get that nectar, to get those instructions, then they're very merciful, they're very kind, they're very compassionate, they want to share it with us. Then, if we can hear nicely, then very nicely, very quickly, we can advance in our spiritual life. So all Vaishnavas know this is the secret of success in spiritual life. And Narad Muni, he said clearly, this is how I became advanced. Just by hearing from such Vaishnavas and taking the Mahaprasad, remnants of that Mahaprasad. Srila Prabhupada continues in this purport. When one is engaged in constantly hearing and chanting about Krishna, then he certainly rises above the bodily conception. So associating and hearing, you get everything. In the beginning, we're getting purification of consciousness. Then once the consciousness is purified by hearing, then we're inquiring and developing transcendental knowledge, faith in Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So that hearing process goes all the way up. Even you come to the platform of Bhava, still, you have to hear from Premi Bhaktis. And Bharat Maharaj, he realized how he came to Bhava stage, still he fell down because he did not have that Premi Bhakta Sangha. So even on the platform of Bhava, still devotees are eager and hankering for higher and higher association so that we can develop stronger, more complete levels of faith. If we hear from persons who have unflinching faith, and we hear with an open heart and open mind, then potentially we can also develop unflinching faith. It can be transferred, Prabhupada says, from one person's heart to another person's heart. But the process is through sound vibration. So Prabhupada says, if you hear perfectly, perfect knowledge from a perfect source, then your knowledge will be perfect. So if we hear really, really nicely, even we may not understand anything, but if we have good fortune to hear pure, unadulterated, absolute truth through the heart and the mouth of such pure devotee, then Prabhupada says, your faith, your knowledge, your realization will also become perfect, simply by associating and hearing from such Vaishnavas. So the Vaishnavas, they know that thing. Therefore, they're always hankering and praying, please give me the association of very advanced Vaishnavas always in my life. Give me that benediction, and then it will be very, Prabhupada says, very easy to rise above the bodily conception of life and to advance in our spiritual life. This is the open secret. So does anyone have any questions or points on this topic? That would be interesting to hear from you. Further our discussion. Are you hearing? When we try to hear, what happens is the mind is so crazy. And in this day and age, Maya is so strong, it's so disturbing, so distracting. So to nicely hear Krishna and to hear Krishna's instruction is very difficult with this crazy mind. So it's said that we should pray before Sri Guru and Gauranga that please help me to hear properly these instructions. I cannot hear properly. I remember the first time I met my spiritual master, and the first thing he said is, you're deaf, you're dumb, and you're blind. So I said, wow, how do you meet a person in the first 5 minutes he tells you, you're deaf, you're dumb, and you're blind? But the more he was speaking, the more I realized I can't hear what he's saying. Then he asked me a question. And I looked at him and I just said, I'm deaf. And he started laughing. Because he realized this person has understood that he's deaf. He's blind. Cannot see or understand anything really in spiritual life. So that's the beginning. Then we'll be hankering. I don't want to be deaf, dumb, and blind anymore. So to come out of that stage of ignorance, it requires mercy from Vaishnavas, mercy from Sri Guru and Gauranga. We have to pray. Please let me hear it. We should not be interested so much in the body. Krishna manifests and speaks to many different Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, and they have all different types of bodies. So Prabhupada says that to recognize a sadhu, guru, Vaishnava, you do not recognize with your eyes. You recognize through your ear. Prabhupada says we're very proud of our eyes. Seeing is believing. But you can see, Prabhupada said, just like Krishna, when he came, when he manifested, then many people saw Krishna. But hardly anyone understood Krishna just by seeing him. So those persons or Pandavas, because they had love and devotion, they had that prerequisite, therefore by Krishna's mercy, they could understand Krishna. Not just by seeing. So similarly, Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava, they're recognized when they speak. Then Guru and Krishna will give you intelligence and faith to understand where is that katha, where is it coming from. So bona fide spiritual master is meant to be purifier medium of Krishna, like a pipe. There's a reservoir of water, and the reservoir of water is running through the pipe. In one pipe, out the other pipe. But the pipe never says, I am the reservoir. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, if someone comes to you and says, here's some gold, you should try to find out which mine did it come from. Where is it coming from? What's the source of it? So if we hear properly in Krishna's parampara from bona fide guru, then by his mercy, by Krishna's mercy, we can understand properly. That knowledge will also be perfect. And then that same thing, Prabhupada says, what you heard, you speak that same thing with realization. Prabhupada said, don't add anything, don't subtract anything. Many times people glorified Srila Prabhupada, all the wonderful things that he did, and Srila Prabhupada says, you all want to glorify me, saying that I did so many wonderful things. But if you want to give me any credit, Srila Prabhupada said, you can give me one credit, that I did not speak one word separate from my spiritual master. I did not add anything to it, and I did not subtract from it. Srila Prabhupada in his own voice repeatedly says, this is the secret of my success. Because then Krishna and Krishna's parampara, his spiritual master, will be pleased and therefore will bless and empower his activities and his words. That's the secret of success in the spiritual life. So please, somebody say, ask, yes sir. Haribo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
For his blessings, the promotion was very good and really made our day. But I have a question.
Wait a second. In between the bells, I'm missing something. I'm not hearing properly.
Hello? Yeah. My question is not in this context, but we have demigods and festivals are coming. As a Krishna devotee, how should we, associate it or not?
What is that?
As a Krishna devotee,
well, now the festivals, Durga Puja, I think, is now coming, huh? And I was telling the devotees last night that when I first came to India and you would see all these different festivals, you would hear very devotional songs glorifying the different demigods. And now you're hearing rap music and rock and roll. And I said, I didn't know that Durga likes rap music and rock and roll. So Srila Prabhupada, in reference to demigods, said that they are also devotees of the Lord. And we should be very respectful to them, towards them. We should not make any aparad. But at the same time, if you surrender to Krishna and you serve Krishna, please Krishna, then automatically all the demigods will be happy with you. Automatically they'll shower mercy and blessing on you. No separate endeavor is required. That faith we must have. They are, all the demigods are also servants of Krishna. Prabhupada says, if you water the root of the tree, then automatically the branches, the twigs, the flowers are automatically nourished. So if you water the root of the tree by your Krishna consciousness, by your surrender, by your service, then automatically, without any separate endeavor, we should have full faith that all of those Vaishnavas, all of those devotees and demigods, they'll all be pleased and happy and shower mercy and blessing on you. No separate endeavor is required, but at the same time we should be very respectful and very careful not to commit any mistake, any aparad. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Dandavat Pranam Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
My question is, can you hear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hearing is the essence of a spiritual life. Of this there is no doubt. Prabhupada says that the message of the Godhead should be heard from a bona fide source only. Yeah. At the same time, Prabhupada also mentions that even if somebody is trying to propound or propagate that message, and if he is not perfect, but because he is carrying the perfect message, his message should be taken. We should be submissive to his message. But we see nowadays that...
Wait a second. So this is a little involved question. Yeah. So let's first deal with the first part of it.
Okay.
So Srila Prabhupada also says that unless you're following all of the principles and unless you're pure in your Krishna consciousness and in your motivation, you have no right to sit on the Vyasa Sangha. Srila Prabhupada also said that don't just repeat like a parrot. Practice it. Develop faith. Develop realization. And then speak that thing. So sometimes people who say like that, they're leaving out the other part of Prabhupada's instruction. If somebody, think about it. If we're not following, we don't have sufficient faith, we don't have sufficient realization, we have not even convinced ourselves. What to speak of convincing anybody else? Think about that. If you didn't even convince yourself, then who else are you going to convince? Prabhupada says, therefore your katha will be ineffective. It will have no potency. So we may not have a big knowledge, we may not be big scholars, big spiritualists, but if we're simple and sincere, Prabhupada says, sincere in wanting to surrender and serve Shri Guru Granga, Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says, you speak according to what you have realized, then by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, they may empower your words. I remember when I first became devotee, and I put on saffron, and I shaved up my head, and it was the first time I went to my father's house, and my family was very shocked to see me like that. And I went there to preach to my family, and I started to explain to my father, who was a Christian man, I started to explain to him in the beginning about all the Vaikuntha planets and how on each Vaikuntha planet there is a different residing deity of God. And my father was looking at me totally incredulous. He couldn't believe, what is he saying? And then Krishna spoke through my father, who was a karmi, and told me, my dear son, I know you're so advanced, but can I give you a little bit of advice? Like, dear old dad, can your dear old dad give you a little bit of advice? And I was like, yes. Totally puffed up, thinking I know so many things because I read a few books for a couple of months. And then my father said, why don't you just try to speak what you have practically realized? Just try to speak what you practically realized. That will be much more effective for you. Then I just felt that Srila Prabhupada is speaking through my father, because Srila Prabhupada says the same thing. So we have to first hear nicely from proper source and make our life successful, make our life perfect. It says, right, doctor, heal thyself first. So if our chanting and our katha cannot purify our own heart and consciousness, well, how will it purify the heart and consciousness of other living entities? So Prabhupada says it won't be effective. It won't be potential. The potency will not be there. And the agenda, the material agenda in that so-called preaching is contaminated. We have some material motivation. If it's not for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, then it's materially motivated. Therefore, how people will trust what you're saying? So what was the second part?
You have automatically answered the second part of the question, because nowadays we see a lot of people, especially sitting on the Vyasasana and purely speaking the message of God with a commercial intent. So you have answered that, you know, unless you have the realization, we have no right to speak on the Vyasasana. Thank you.
That's what Prabhupada says.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How Vritrasura observed his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord in the battlefield. How Vritrasura observed his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord in the battlefield.
How was he able to fix his mind?
On the lotus feet of the Lord.
Because he understood that the secret of success is to always hanker for and to get the association of Vaishnavas. And because of that secret of success, then he was able to become pure devotee. He was previous life, he was devotee, pure devotee. To become pure devotee means that you must have association of sadhu, satsanga. This life or previous life, there must have been some contact with sadhus, Vaishnavas. There must have been hearing and associating and serving such pure Vaishnavas. And then all material contamination, all material desires, everything that's distracting us from thinking about Krishna, then he's able to achieve it? What do you think? How was he able to do it?
Arjuna could not do so. Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna asked, Krishna asked, Manmanabha Madhbhakto. But Arjuna said, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna.
Yes, Krishna said, always think of me. Never forget me. Be my devotee. He said, Savadaman Prichaja, Mamakam Sharanam Raja. He said, surrender unto me. And then it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Krishna went back, then he was thinking, oh, I said they should always think about me. They should completely surrender unto me. But Krishna said, but I only spoke theoretically. Without prema, without love for Krishna, how can you always think of Krishna? How can you completely surrender to Krishna? So then Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, and Krishna says, now I have to go again. I have to appear again as Mahaprabhu. And then, it's sometimes explained that Krishna is the theoretical speaker. Mahaprabhu is the practical teacher. You can read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Krishna is thinking. I told them to surrender and always think of me, but without love for me, how will it be practical? So I have to go again and give them Krishna prema, whereby they can purify their heart and consciousness, get rid of all these other distractions which are keeping us from thinking about Krishna, and then we'll be able to fix our mind on Krishna and fully surrender to Krishna. So then Krishna knows that, if they don't have love for me, how can they always think about me? So we don't have a surrendering problem, we have a lack of bhakti, a lack of prema problem. So without prema, how can you keep Krishna in your mind 24 hours a day? Love is required. Whoever you love, that's who you're going to think about. So if we want to love Krishna, we want to think of Him 24 hours a day, that requires Mahaprabhu's mercy, and it requires Mahaprabhu's devotees' mercy, Gaura Priyajanas. Because only by their mercy can we get that prema. We're singing in the song to the spiritual master. The lotus feet of our spiritual master is the only way in which to attain pure devotional service. Prema. Therefore, I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace, by his mercy, one can cross over the ocean of material suffering, obtain the mercy of Krishna. So without the mercy of Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, bona fide spiritual master, we cannot even purify our existence and get out of maya and give up all of the different desires we have in the material world. What to speak of developing prem bhakti, shuddha bhakti, which is required in order to always think about Krishna. Mahaprabhu, he gave the chanting of the holy name, but that means shuddha nam. The chief result of chanting Shuddha Nama, the pure holy name, is one develops Krishna Prema. So without mercy of Mahaprabhu, without mercy of his dear devotees, then how can we chant offenselessly, which is required to get Krishna Prema? So we're still chanting with offenses as a namaparad. Then how are we going to get Krishna Prema? And without Krishna prema, how will always think about Krishna? And without always thinking about Krishna with love and devotion, then how you can go back to Krishna? Do you accept that one? Right? Krishna says, we've read it as a bhakta from the beginning. Fully surrender to me. Abandon every other desire, karma, jnana, yoga. Just do bhakti and always keep me in your mind. How many thousands of times have we read that? And yet, are we able to keep Krishna in our mind 24 hours a day? Are we able to chant Shuddha Nama, giving up all offenses in our chanting? All of our material desires, material attachments, are we completely free from all of that? That's what's required to chant Shuddha Nama to get Krishna prema. So without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's devotee, our surrender, our so-called surrender, is partial. We're partially surrendering. Sometimes we're surrendering to Krishna, sometimes we're not. Let's be honest here. Or God's surrender is conditional. Yes, Krishna, I'll surrender to you. I'll serve you. But everything must go my way. Whatever happens must fit with my master plan. And if I get everything I want, all the different desires, those who suffer, then I'll continue to surrender and serve you. That's conditional. Or we're artificial and superficial. We're thinking, no, no, everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing is mine. No, I mean mine. And it's very superficial, artificial, sentimental. This is, Prabhupada, this is an exacting science. We should not be sentimental, artificial, superficial. It must be real. And without Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha, how will we purify our consciousness? And without purified consciousness, Shravana, through Shravana, how will we kirtan? How will chant purely? Prabhupada says that the ninefold processes of bhakti, Navada bhakti, without doing properly Shravana, hearing from pure devotees, you cannot do the other ninefold processes of bhakti. Without Shravana, there is no proper kirtan. Without proper Shravana and kirtan, watering and sunlight of Shravana and kirtan, there is no Vishnu Smarana. So how you always think about Krishna without proper Shravana and kirtan? So not hearing regularly Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya from pure devotees, still chanting, doing Namavara, means we've not done Shravana and kirtan properly. Then where is their question of Vishnu Smarana? Where is their question of always being able to think about Krishna? This is Prabhupada's instruction. Don't blame me. Don't get upset with me. I'm not saying you, because you're my well-wisher. You're my friend. So Vipassana was in a fighting mood, but he was also a pure devotee of Krishna. Just like Arjuna. So they had a particular service to do, and they were doing it for the pleasure of Krishna, Guru and Krishna. Therefore they're Krishna conscious. He wanted to go back to Godhead, Krishna wanted him to go back to Godhead. But it had to be through this, the fighting Leela. Indra, knew Vritasura, he's a pure devotee. So he was hesitating to kill him. And Vritasura's like, please kill me. Who's praying? Please kill me. Because he knew as soon as I leave this body, of the apparently the demon body, then he's going back to Godhead. So he wasn't interested in victory in battle, he was interested in victory, the real victory, which means going back home to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Am I being sensitive? Security just came and shut it off. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Did Krishna send you? I must maybe I'm saying something wrong. Yes. And you have the mic. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Ambala Vishnu Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned in your lecture about Narada Muni saying that when a person hears purely about Krishna Katha, then his hunger diminishes.
Thirst, lamentation, fear is destroyed. Are you hungry? Are you feeling hungry?
How does that happen actually?
How?
How does it happen?
Well, what exactly happens in the consciousness that the hunger doesn't distract?
I'm so hungry I can't hear your question, you know? So my understanding is Prabhupada said if you get mercy into a Krishna, then you come up on the bodily platform. You become purified, transcendental to bodily platform. The bodily platform means of hunger and thirst, all of these demands of the body. But if we're getting our soul fed, then you'll not be so interested in disturbing that to get your body fed. If the soul is not being fed spiritual food, then you're like, well, I might as well eat something. Then we just feel, oh, I'm hungry, my stomach is growling, I have to go serve the body. But if we're serving Guru Krishna through Shravanam, proper Shravanam Kirtanam, we get a higher taste. So on soul platform, then all of the demands of the body become less. You start not to be able to perceive those things. But if we're not purified and liberated on soul platform, and we're not eating the spiritual food through Shravanam Kirtanam, all we're left with is the body. The body and mind, which has all of its continued demands. So when we're nicely hearing from Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, then really you're so satisfied you don't think about the body, you don't think about any other thing. The higher taste, Krishna says if you get a higher taste, you can forget about the lower taste. Without a higher taste, all you're left with is the lower taste of bodily hunger and thirst. Are you satisfied? I mean, material life means eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Right? Eating and sleeping. So, is it, you know, that's all materialists are living for. And sex life. That's all they have. That is their happiness. How much can you eat? How much can you sleep? I remember one devotee, I was trying to preach to him, and he was totally attached to sleeping. He loved sleeping. And he used to tell me, I just love sleeping. And I said, really? I said, how long do you sleep? He said, 16 hours. 16 hours? And then when he was awake, he was just like making his bed, and, you know, puffing up his pillow, and everything was centered around the bed to get ready for the next sleeping session. I was amazed. 16 hours. Maybe if you're traveling on a train in India for, you know, 3-4 days, maybe once, just to catch up. But every day, 16 hours? So it says that sleeping like that is just like a death. You're just dead. You're not conscious. You're not awake. Any other point? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, actually, I want to know.
Talk into the mic. Talk right into the mic. Put the mic right up.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Loud. Boldly, loudly.
Actually, sometimes we say that according to your property, you have to choose a God. Like
Satya Guna,
Raju
Guna, Tamaguna. What is the meaning of this? Who is your God? Choose your God?
According to nature
of... Prabhupada says if you're in the bodily platform, actually Prabhupada says 99% of the people are on the bodily platform. And all they know is their body and their mind. They don't really know the soul, they do not really know the super soul, Atma, Paramatma. Because that is transcendental platform. So Prabhupada explains that most of us in the Kali Yuga have this tamaguna, too much tamaguna. Kala Shuddha Sambhava means tamaguna.
And we think it's, you know, you get a little logical when you're advancing in spiritual life. I used to be tama, now I'm logical. Now at least I can get out of sleeping 16 hours a day and do some service. The Raja elevated you out of your bed. But Prabhupada says you have to come to at least Sattva Guru, which means mode of goodness. And Prabhupada's whole program is to purify our consciousness to try to get us to the mode of goodness. Then from the mode of goodness, Sattva Guru, that's a stepping stone to Shuddha-sattva, pure goodness, transcendental platform. So to try to get the transcendental platform, soul platform, Shuddha-sattva platform, this is Prabhupada's fourth dimensional platform. You cannot reach that understanding from your tamaguna and rajaguna platform. So first try to come to sattva-guna. Try to purify your heart and your consciousness. Then from sattva-guna, then that stepping stone to pure goodness or Shuddha-sattva platform, which is transcendental platform, spiritual platform. So if we're steeped in tamaguna and rajaguna, everybody wants to talk philosophy, isn't it? Everyone wants to talk about God. In India, it's very interesting. You go to the bar, or anywhere you go, everyone wants to talk about God. But it will not really be realized or effective or absolute unless we come to Sattva Guna and then on to a Shuddha Sattva platform, means pure goodness, soul platform.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes it is also said that you can reach to the Sattva Guna or God by any type of guna. Like somebody is from Tamoguna and he starts praying a God who pleased by that type of property, then he also can get the actual thing what is required for the life.
Prabhu, please help me.
Prabhuji, can you speak in Hindi? ऐसा भी बोला जाता है कि आप जिस भी गुण को आप फॉलो करते हैं, सदगुण, तमगुण या रजगुण, तो किसी भी गुण को फॉलो करके आप आगे बढ़ सकते हैं। क्या इसमें क्या
We're interested in Krishna consciousness. We want to become nice devotees of Krishna. So Krishna is giving his devotee, Srila Prabhupada, all Vaishnava acharyas. They're like a doctor, sadhu vaidya. So they're looking at our disease and then they're giving a prescription how to become cured. So Srila Prabhupada, he understood, okay, most of you are in a tamagun, a little bit of rajagun, mostly. So he gave a program, a prescription of how to purify ourselves from these lower modes of nature, tamagun, rajagun, to come to the sattva-guna platform. That is the prescription if we want to become Krishna conscious. So if we have faith in the doctor, Sadhu Vaidya, and we have faith in his prescription, and to the degree that we strictly follow that, then to that degree will it be effective in purifying our heart and consciousness and curing us from this materialistic disease. This is what we're following in ISKCON, in Krishna conscious process. Okay?
Yeah. Last question. Actually, it is also said.
Why you gave up the mic? Then I have no chance.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. ऐसा बोला जाता है कि life में ये जो चार गुण, चार property होती हैं कि धर्म, अर्थ, काम, मोक्ष. चार चीजें बोली जाती हैं, जरूरी होता है धर्म, अर्थ, काम, मोक्ष. तो ऐसा भी बोला था कि काम करते हैं हमको नर्क की तरफ ले जाता है, लेकिन जब काम के बाद अगला स्टेप मोक्ष है तो काम को ऐसा क्यों ऐसा डिस्टर्ब क्यों करता है हमको? धर्म तो पहला स्टेप है, अर्थ और काम मोक्ष जो थर्ड स्टेप है अगर हम वहां पे हैं तो उसको डाउन करने वाला क्यों बोलते हैं उसको?
Because it's sinful.
This is this.
Atma, kama is sinful. Even moksha. Any desire, Prabhupada explains, any desire which is separate from trying to please Krishna and to serve Krishna, that means you have a selfish desire. And if we have a selfish desire, he says that is sinful. It's materialistic, it's selfish, and ultimately it is a sinful. So for devotees, we're looking for the fifth Parama Purusha, Dharma, Hatha, Kama, Moksha, then Bhakti, Prem Bhakti. So that is our goal. How to come to that platform? How to desire to come to that platform by association with Guru and Krishna? So devotees are trying to give up their sinful desires and their sinful activities. They're trying to give up all those things which are distracting from pure Krishna consciousness. So we're not desiring to have those things which will block us from being able to fully surrender to Krishna and to please Krishna. It's actually an impediment or anartha. It's unwanted, an obstacle on the path of pure bhakti. So therefore we're not interested in it. Alright? Thank you. Okay, I think we're hungry. Now you have to come back down from the transcendental platform. Reignite with your material body. Of course, for devotees, they're just going from one type of prasad to the next. That's why Prabhupada said, you know, understand why you're taking prasadam, not you're just trying to fill your belly. Just try to stuff as much as you can in. That really we should understand this is mercy, this is prasadam will purify my heart and my consciousness. So we have to also take prasadam in the right, you know, mind and right consciousness in order to get the effect of honoring prasadam. So that's a good reminder when we go take prasadam now. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Gaura Prabhupada ki, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you, Krishna.